Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right.
Now.
Controversy abounds.
Abounds!
Morning.
Now.
Okay. I did not press the wrong button. Well, a very good morning to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's great to have you guys back. Oh, that 3-day lockdown. There's a reason for this applause. Jane, email. Good morning. We're going to have the debut of the Jeff Bezos musical coming up soon. But first, Jane emailed and said, Dear Jake and the virtual yapplausers who have been silenced... Is it controversial to say that I like the top of the show applause and I wish it hadn't been removed? I know it bears a very slight resemblance to Steve Wright's Big Show, not compensating for anything at all there. But let's cast that a long way aside. Can't cast it aside enough. One of the multitude of wholly marvellous differences is, not today, thank yous, adoring and adorable Yapostles. I like to think that the applause, albeit virtual, was our way of demonstrating our supportive presence, whether real or intended but otherwise engaged at 10 a.m. on the live stream. Oh, you've given me an idea now. Okay. I don't want this to turn into a Mayo versus Marge type debate. Well, okay. Not least because butter is better. But I just wanted to have my say. I would have sent a WhatsApp, but there was a danger of me sounding like a disgruntled caller to points of view, and I'm not that grumpy. Oh, I would have loved that. Might it be possible to throw in a round of yapplause once in a while, for special occasions perhaps? It's just a thought. In the meantime, I will implement a daily do-it-myself clap to feel connected. Yes, please, all of you on your doorsteps at 10 a.m. Even on those days when my pursuit of a pitiful crust prevents me from joining the live yapple audience. That's it from me. For now, much love and a hearty round of applause to everyone for being so flipping brilliant. Jane. P.S. A slice of Amel would cheer me up if he could be encouraged to drop in one day. Just saying, yes, we should get some Amel back on this show. Hi, Jane. Just joined us on YouTube. If you haven't been watching, well, you should. I mean, it's not going to work tomorrow because it won't be live. But normally, Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m., youtube.com/nottodaypod. Now, I've got to time the show right today because, guys, there's an annular eclipse. I know it's annular. And on BBC Breakfast, I couldn't really hear properly. They said something about looking directly at the sun. And I can't remember. Anyway, it's at 10:08. So you can hear the door is open. And actually, amazingly, the clouds have cleared. I always feel you can always tell when it's going to be a cloudy day. Just check for an eclipse. But the clouds have cleared. And I've got a little pinhole piece of cardboard that I'm going to hold up when the time comes. And maybe we could all watch it together. Here's what we'll do, though, about the applause gate issue is why don't we get you to record some applause? And then at least I feel like it's genuine applause. If you feel like applauding, we can do a recording. I'll tell you how we'll work out the details of it. And then I will compile that applause together like a Radio 4 6:30 comedy. Slightly weird, slight delay laughter thing that they managed to do. So... it's time for us to move on and talk about the musical. We decided, it was decided, there we go, use of the passive, that we would do Jeff Bezos. He's heading off into space, of course, as he should. Also in the news this week for the fact that he's paid, I think, is it less than certainly less than 2% tax. I think it was less than 1% tax. What else do we need to know? Not a lot. This looks very, very long, and I don't think it is that long, but I need to get on with it because the eclipse is going to happen. So anyway, here it is, guys.
Today, Thank You Podcast presents Mars Attacks, the Jeff Bezos story.
Say, who's that crazy cat filling up his parents' garage with books?
Books? What a loser.
Yeah, he'll never amount to anything.
Well, the cool kids are setting up the garage bands. They wouldn't understand. I'm a man who needs a little more. Just a little bit more. Make a website, kiss tonight, that's right, I need a little more.
Just a little more.
All the kids are giving me weird looks, cause I spend my time stuck taking books, cause I need a little more. Sure, they're busy and they're having fun, but me, I'm setting up Amazon, cause I need a little more, more.
Jeff.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Well, son, well done. I can see you having fun. It's wonderful to see you put yourself to the test.
Yeah.
Respect is due because I don't know computers, but I know they're the future. Call me a press.
Your mom and I have discussed it together, and we both fully support your endeavor. It's the best.
So it was that Jeff formed Blue Origin, creating the New Shepard space rocket, using all the money harvested from workers paid the minimum wage until 2018, pausing only to eat octopus and, once, roasted iguana, according to Wikipedia, until now the richest man in the world, who had had the best lockdown of all the humans on Earth, he was now due to leave it, perhaps forever. But why?
Amazon to Captain Jeff! Amazon to Captain Jeff. We've dispatched your order of 5 tons of rocket fuel. Amazon to Captain Jeff.
Captain Jeff to Amazon.
Nice.
If you dispatched it, well, it's gone. It says Eight. You left it with the guy at number 22.
7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
6.
Amazon to Captain Jeff.
5.
The card said where the fuel was left.
3.
Did you look by the bins or in the alleyway?
I mean 4. Two now.
Would you like to buy again?
For here I am, sitting in a warehouse, like all my worker ants, I'm weeing in my pants. Oh no, this is Captain Jeff to Amazon, uh-oh, there's something wrong. Tell my wife I've...
Just forget it, she's gone.
See the rocket as it burns. I should have checked the policy on returns.
control to Captain Jeff. You've taken your last breath, and it's looking like you're getting close to death. Why'd you do it?
Can't you guess? It's the last place to hide from the IRS.
The Bezos musical, Mars or Tax. I hope you enjoyed it. It was quite a lot of work. mainly yesterday. Thank you for all of your suggestions. Appreciated it. Hey, look, it's 10:08, it's 10:09 now. Let's have a look at the eclipse now. I think I got this right, which is I hold a piece of cardboard up so you don't look at it, and then you put your eye to the cardboard and then stare at the sun. Oh God, my eye! God, my eye! And the triffids come untethered in the garden. Oh God! Only joking. It's clouded over. It's an eclipse. That's what happens. We've got an email here from Neil. Good morning, Neil. Good morning to everybody watching. It's nice to have so many of you here. We've got Ricky, Neil, Jane, Martin, Hannah, Julie, Barney, Jem, Sarah. Hello there, Joel. Lots of you. Thanks so much for being here. Neil says, hi, Jake, and the Yap Yapple, Yapesty, Yapungle. No, I honestly think I've run out of Yaptastic names. Oh, surely. Surely. I'm loving all of the John action figure talk. Yes, the John Holmes action figures. Did you have them as a kid? Weren't they fun? Life size. Can anyone else remember the Johns cartoon show? Yes, one of those commercial spin-offs. Set in a small village, all of the different Johns lived there, getting into comical scrapes, while the evil Ofcomel chased them, trying to use them for his own nefarious purposes. Yes, he was trying to shut them down. There was Papa John, verbally abusive John, cottaging John, and of course, who could forget Johnette, the only female John in the entire village. There's always a queue, isn't there? Of course, all of us knew it was just a basic John in a skirt. They even left the beard on, for crying out loud. I'm sat here now humming the Father Abraham song, "Where are you all coming from?" "We're from Johnland, where we belong." Great days. Cheers. Oh, Neil, gosh. Fond memories you've stirred up there. Yeah, the Johns. Ah, yeah, Davey collected the Johns, the little John Holmes figurines. He had a fisherman John and also a pimp John. Thank you very much indeed for that, Neil. Appreciate that. I feel like that's it. Is the eclipse? Anyone? Nothing. It's cloudy, isn't it? It's cloudy. Jem says, give the eclipse another hour when it's covered as much as it's going to be. It'll probably be just a bit darker than usual. Yeah, sounds good. Martin also says, what about John Island? Do you remember? Did you ever have John Island? They made it on Blue Peter, didn't they? Yeah, I remember that. Martin also says, I think the sun's going to look like the Apple logo. Yeah, that's the most unbelievable product placement. Does that company have no shame? Right, that's it. I'm going to confidently say, without having checked or confirmed, Davey will be here tomorrow. Save me, Davey! Thanks very much indeed. We'll do another musical next week. Keep thinking about what you'd like one to be done about. Again, use of the passive there. Why not? I'm going to have my second jab now, because I know a thing or two about how to unwind. Pop the fluid in me, Louie. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.